What happens inside you after you recognize sin? For many people, the inner conversation quickly becomes harsh. It says, you never change. God must be finished with you. You are a failure. There is no point in trying again. These thoughts may sound serious about sin, but they are not the voice of gospel repentance. They are condemnation. Scripture teaches us to distinguish conviction from condemnation. Conviction speaks to a specific sin. It calls us into the light and leads us toward confession, forgiveness, and change. Condemnation attacks your identity. It says your failure defines who you are. It pushes you toward hiding, hopelessness, and isolation. Conviction says what you did was wrong. Bring it to Christ. Condemnation says you are hopeless. Stay away from Christ. Romans 8:1 reminds us, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This does not mean sin is unimportant or that consequences disappear. It means those who belong to Christ no longer live under the final judgment of their failures. Jesus bore our condemnation so we can face the truth without being destroyed by it. 1 John 1:9 teaches that if we confess our sins, God is faithful to forgive us and cleanse us. Confession means agreeing with God about what happened. It does not excuse, minimize, or blame someone else. It simply says, Lord, what I did was wrong. I need your forgiveness. Show me how to make this right. Repentance is more than feeling bad. It is a spirit-empowered change of direction. Sometimes repentance means ending a harmful behavior, removing a temptation, telling the truth to a trusted person, making restitution, accepting consequences, or building healthier boundaries. Repentance is not self-hatred. You do not honor God by condemning yourself. Instead, you can say, I sinned, but sin is not my identity. I am responsible, but I am not beyond God's grace. I need to make this right, and Christ is sufficient. Shame often creates a destructive cycle. A person sins, condemnation begins, they hide, isolation makes temptation stronger. Then they return to the same behavior. The gospel offers a different path. The Holy Spirit brings conviction. We confess, we receive God's grace, we tell the truth, we welcome wise support. We begin repairing what has been damaged. Then we take the next faithful step. When you fail, return to Christ quickly. Do not spend days trying to punish yourself before coming to God. Hebrews 4 invites us to approach the throne of grace with confidence so we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. Come honestly, come humbly, but come. Some struggles require more than private prayer. Addiction, compulsive behavior, substance misuse, violence, self-harm, or actions that place others at risk require qualified help and strong accountability. Seeking help is not evidence that grace has failed. It may be one of the ways God provides healing and protection. Practice this gospel-centered conversation with yourself. What I did was wrong. I will tell the truth. In Christ, I am not condemned. I receive God's forgiveness. I will accept responsibility. I will take the next step of repentance and repair. Conviction is a gift because God loves you too much to leave you where you are. Confession is a gift because you no longer have to hide. Grace is a gift because forgiveness cannot be earned. And repentance is a gift because today's failure does not have to become tomorrow's pattern.